All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. And the issues continue for the Big 12 Conference as earlier this week, this conference balked at the notion of expansion. Now, the Big 12 has been at 10 teams for the past few seasons, and at that time, it has really seen them take a back seat to the other Power Five conferences. And of course, I'm talking about the ACC, SEC, Big Ten, and Pac-12. All of these conferences have at least 12 members, which gives them the opportunity to have a conference title game. Now, the Big 12 was able to get a little coup a few weeks ago when the NCAA announced that in spite of the fact that they only have 10 schools in their conference, they would still be allowed a conference title game. And honestly, I think a conference title game for the Big 12, I've said it before and I'll say it again, is a waste of time just from the standpoint that you have a 10-team league, you play 9 conference games, and if there is a tie between two teams, you can just use the head-to-head matchup to favor your conference champion. And the Big 12 balked at that 2 years ago when both Baylor and TCU finished with identical 11-1 overall records, and they were 8-1 in conference. But Conference Commissioner Bob Bowsby decided to leave it up to the College Football Playoff Committee to announce a champion. And instead of getting either TCU or Baylor into the Field of Four for the College Football Playoff, they had to sit by and watch Ohio State sneak in. And, you know, you've heard the thing about the Big 12 possibly expanding, and all the time along, I've said the schools that made the most sense if they were going to expand to two more schools, you had Memphis and Houston out of the American Athletic Conference. You have BYU, who is a football independent, and you also had the Boise State Broncos out of the Mountain West Conference. And the bottom line is everybody could not get on the same page, and the Big 12 was coming out trying to say that they unanimously decided to go at, you know, not expanding, but everybody wasn't on the same page. You look at the fact that there were certain schools within the Big 12 that were worried about having to recruit with another Texas school if Houston joined. And I think the Houston market is big enough that they would have brought in people. And, you know, number one, you'd have some of those old Southwest Conference rivalries renewed, such as Houston and Texas. You also had Baylor in the mix, as well as Texas Tech. And they simply just balked at that notion. You also look at a school like Memphis, who could have brought in the funding to really compete and give the Big 12, take them to that another level as a brand. You have Boise State, who might not be academia, so to speak, but they definitely have held their own over the last decade on the college football scene. And then, of course, BYU. But BYU, being that they're Mormons, they do things a little bit different, and that is no insult to their way of life up there in Provo, Utah. And they really weren't going to fit. They, to me, were a bit of a long shot to join the Big 12. But the opportunities were there. The Big 12 simply decided not to go at it. And I think in the long term, this is going to hurt the Big 12. And it would not surprise me within another 5 or 10 years or so that we might not have a Big 12 conference. The Big 12 was able to hold on a few years ago when Missouri, Colorado, Texas A&M, and Nebraska all left, and they were able to bring in TCU and West Virginia just to save face, and they were very close to not having a conference altogether. Now, this time around, I don't think they're going to get this other opportunity. The Big Ten is set with 14 teams, and the money is pouring into that conference. The same thing can be said for the SEC and the ACC, and the Pac-12 is really holding it down on the West Coast. So the power conferences, for that matter, have really solidified themselves. I think the train is boarding, and they're getting ready to pack up and leave the station. And I think when it's all said and done, the Big 12 once again missed the boat. The bottom line is they could not agree, and they had to agree to disagree. And anytime that you have a group of people that are not on the same page in the long term, you're not going to have success. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.